It is a pleasure to have you here and be a part of today's ministry. On our Facebook page, Guardians of the Faith page, our scripture today was from Nehemiah 8 and 10. It says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And that's what we need to catch hold to that and understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard things are, the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. That's where you're going to get your strength from, being able to be happy in what the Lord says, being able to be happy to stand on His promises, being able to be happy to understand and hear what He says to you. I'm grateful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank You for Your many blessings, Your brand new mercies that we see every day. We praise You. We thank You. Thank You because You are God, and there is no one else like You. We ask right now, as we go forth with the motivation, that You crown it with Your grace, that You have each and every person to grab what they need from the Word. Bless each household represented here today, and we will be so ever grateful to give You the praise. It is in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to go right in. You guys know that once we get in that blessing season, things begin to happen. My printer would not print. You know, the enemy wants to get you stressed out before you're able to do something, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen. So I'm doing something a little different today, out of my comfort zone, but I'm trusting God. Last week, I was asking the Lord, what am I going to bring for motivation on Monday? And it was one night, Thursday night maybe, I woke up, I couldn't go back to sleep. What was burning in my spirit is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I could not go back to sleep. I was just in a state of urgency. And I am grateful that all of it came together, because in that moment, the what are you waiting for just came alive in me. And what the Lord wants you to know now is that waiting is not popular. Waiting is going to be active. Waiting is patient, and waiting can be tough. In a rush of impatience, the world sometimes is demanding, but what are you waiting for? In patient anticipation, God is inviting us to prepare. So waiting is going to be open-ended. To explain open-ended waiting, and it's hard for us because we tend to want to wait for something that is concrete, for something that we wish that we have right now. We want it right now. We know we're in the technology age. We're in that microwave age. We want to be able to put it in the microwave and it's warm right now. Sometimes much of our waiting is filled with wishes. We wish that the weather would be better. We wish that the pain would go away. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. For this reason, a lot of our waiting is not open-ended. Instead, our waiting is a way of us trying to control the future. We want the future to go in a very specific direction. And if it doesn't, most times we're disappointed. To wait open-endedly is to have enormously radical attitude toward life. To trust that something is going to happen for us that is far beyond our own imaginations. Where we give up control over our future, and we let God define our life. We trust Him to mold us according to His love and not according to our fears. Opening up our mind, our intellect, to allow God to deposit in us His vision for us and His vision for us in us. To spend time in His presence, for Him to impress those images of a new life and a newness of self. That's what we need to do when we get with Him, is be able to spend enough time. Our life is busy. I understand. I'm trying not to take on another task that I've already taken on that I shouldn't have and I didn't need to, but I did. We're all busy. We all have things that we're dreaming of and hoping and wishing for, but it is important that we spend the time in His presence for Him to impress images of the new life that He wishes for us, a newness of ourselves. The spiritual life is a life in which we are actively present at the moment, trusting that new things will happen to us, new things far beyond our own imaginations, our fantasies, or our predictions. That is a very radical stance toward life in a world where we're preoccupied with control. But understand, waiting is hope. Question is, what are you waiting for? Maybe it's the question you want to ask someone else that you may think that is in control. Are we waiting on the pandemic to go away? Maybe it's the question you're asking yourself about learning another skill, starting that business, writing that book, composing that business plan. These last ones are for me, exercising, eating better, or even eating less. Perhaps it isn't even a question. Maybe you're just waiting for the normal to return. In Psalms 130, it begins by saying, and it's a condition that the author finds himself in. He said, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. Now, this psalm was sung at least 3 times a year as the pilgrims went up to Jerusalem. While there was no struggle in focus, because it was a prayer that was repeated, it often begins or brings things into focus and reality. And it tells us to be human is to be in trouble. That's about like following traditions just because somebody has done it. Now, they sing this 3 times a year. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. But I think something's going to go wrong. So I'm just calling you just in case something goes wrong, you know. But right now, it's the COVID pandemic and all the overflow of problems it has created. But when it's done, there's going to be something else. But the true great realities found in Psalms 103 is that struggle is real, also that God is real. So after authentically opening up his heart, the psalmist turns to what he will do next, which is wait. It says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his words, I hope my soul waits for the Lord. It is where we are to find ourselves. Are we waiting on the Lord or has the Lord spoke? Are we confused? We confused where to go next? Petrified by fear, stunted by indecisiveness, and in an utter state of confusion? So as we wait and we take our spot on the watchtower, looking to see what God will do, remember this, our debts are not out of bounds for God. Okay, the depth of our thoughts, the depth of our dreams, the depth of our wants, the depth of our desires, they're not out of bounds for God. Whatever or whoever, including our own foolishness, even sinful choices, got us into the depths, nothing can ever separate us from God, who is present there. So continue to watch and let's continue to wait. But the question is, what are you waiting for? And how are you waiting? Are you anticipating? Are you making plans? Do you have a strategy? Okay, let's affirm and meditate. You can close your eyes, or you can just relax and listen as you follow along. Breathe in. Breathe out. I release any resistance right now. Breathe in. Breathe out. I rely on the energy of Jesus Christ, my source, and I'm where I'm intended to be, and my source is pleased. Breathe in. Breathe out. Purpose is in me, and I am who God says I am, and he's calling me to a higher existence. Breathe in. Breathe out. I believe God is shifting his people, moving us forward in our destinies, advancing us in his purposes, and equipping us for greater accomplishments. Breathe in. Breathe out. Today, as God opens the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, I will make room to receive it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Spirit is guiding my steps and all is unfolding for my good as I open my mind and my heart to the perfect love of God and as I allow things to flow naturally to me. Breathe in. Breathe out. God is preparing me to be used in a new and different ways for His glory. I long to fulfill God's purposes for my life and to see His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Breathe in. Breathe out. I open the doors to my good and claim my divine inheritance. I am meant to feel happiness in my life, and I am meant to fulfill my dreams. I create the perfect plan for my life by choosing the perfect thoughts. Breathe in. Breathe out. I choose to release fear because God within me is mighty and unstoppable, and everything I seek is now seeking me. Breathe in. Breathe out. The Spirit of God within me knows the perfect how to every need and desire. Therefore, all of my needs are met. Breathe in. Breathe out. Every cell in my body is now functioning in divine order, and I'm doing extremely well as I relax and enjoy it as life unfolds. Breathe in. Breathe out. I feel appreciation for what is and an eagerness for what is coming. For in you, God, I place my trust as I depend on you for my every need. Breathe in. Breathe out. Oh my, that is today's motivation. What are you waiting for? Tell me, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting to hear from you.
A very good question. I got to think about it myself.
Anybody else had a character building day like me today? Gets you in a frame of mind where you're thankful that all the days aren't like that. And you can get through this because you got through the other day. And it could be worse.
Hey, Cindy, it's Cassandra. I love the question, what are you waiting for? And you hit on something when you said you could be waiting for things to get back to normal. And I think that's true for me in a sense, because I haven't taken any vacations or really did anything for me, or still got this COVID thing going on. You know, I don't have COVID, but I'm thinking about that, right? And I'm looking all around, and everybody I know practically is moving forward. They're going on vacations and they're being, you know, precautious and so forth. And so finally, you know, I was praying to the Lord. I said, look, Lord, you know, I want to go on vacation too, because I haven't been anywhere. I've been in my caregiver role since the same time that COVID happened. I would like to do blah, blah, blah. And if it's in your will, you're going to make it happen. And sure enough, he did. Just as soon as I probably said it and had faith in it, he allowed me to afford to go on a vacation. I'm going to Puerto Rico Memorial Day weekend for 6 days. I haven't even made arrangements for someone to be here with my sister, but I'm not worried about that, because as soon as I ask whoever it is that's coming to my mind, I know they're going to do it. But I just stepped out. And I don't know why I didn't before or any sooner, but I need this. This is a form of self-care for me. And he's lined everything up for this trip, just like, you know, 1, 2, 3. Not a care in the world. I didn't have any problems at my job taking the time off. Mm-hmm. But it was me waiting on things to be normal. But what is normal? Like, right. We're in a new normal. So you hit it on the spot for me with that. And all the meditations that you just spoke to, I was trying to pick out one or two that was applicable for me, but all of them were. You're right on time once again, and that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Understand, time waits on no man. So you really have to be conscious in your decisions and be intentional. As Les Brown says, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure to be in your ear, to be in your presence. I'm grateful. I am. God, we thank you. Thank you for the motivation. Thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for the words that you gave us as a roadmap to be a direction for our lives. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, the ability to come into the presence boldly, God, and you impressed upon our hearts and our minds all that you have for us to do. God, we thank you for you. Thank you that
your son Jesus, that he's highly exalted and given a name that is above every name for us to use in our time of trouble. Thank you that he's a strong tower that we can run in and be safe. Every family that is represented tonight, God, we ask you to, Lord, heal them where they are broken. God, we ask you, Lord, for your healing mercy, for your grace that covers all, for your peace that passes all understanding as we walk and fulfill the promises and the desires that you have for us to fulfill. God, we ask you to just fill us with your spirit, fill us with your grace. God, we ask you to give us your faith as we walk through these journeys, as we go through the perilous times in this world. We give you all the glory, all of the praise. It is in your name we pray. Amen.